Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Lamed. Trumas Daf Lamed. As we get into the 30th daf here in Maseches Trumas, and we just read the Gemara on Chaf Tes Mem Beis towards the Mishnah, Chaf Tes Mem Beis towards the bottom, and then we'll get to the Gemara. But the Mishnah quoted the Isser of being mafresh out of order. All of the special matanas. So not only does Hashem want us to give the matanas, but He wants us to give the matanas properly in the proper seder. We mentioned from the Sefer Chinuch and from others that part of this mitzvah, and we'll get to the Hashem later again, could be a kind of siyag daraisa. Right, we mentioned in the past the concept of the Siyag D'Araisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel catalogs all of the Siyag D'Araisas that he could come up with. We have a Din D'Araisa that's Usur Mishum, it might lead to another Din D'Araisa. Right? It's something that we're used to on a Durabanan level, but even on a D'Araisa level you have it. A is going to be Usur Mishum B. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house, according to the Ran Mida Araisa, because you might come to eat the chametz. Isser of Negia Derechiba for the Rambam, or Yichud in certain cases, because it might come to other behavior. So it could be that this mitzvah saseh of Meleascha, or I should say Lo saseh, Meleascha v'dimachar Lo sa'acher, right, not to do it out of order. So the same way Sefer Chinuch explained it was that because if you do it out of order, you're going to mess up some of the numbers and percentages, and you're not going to give Shumas and Maisis properly. So it's kind of like a Siyag D'Araisa in that way. So there's an interesting discussion in the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Temura. Well, this is going to come up later as well, and that is relating to what happens if somebody does it. What happens if somebody does it? Are you going to get Malkus for being Maktiv Truma LeBikurim? Right? Our Mishnah says, Masha Asa Asui. What's done is done. Which sounds like there's no rectifiability in this regard. But the Gemara talks about there, in Temura, beginning of Temura, this is in the Sugi, if you remember, of Machlokas Abayin and Rava, about Kol Mulsa David Rechman Lo Sevid, Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, what are the rules? When does it work? When does it not work? And the classic example, you try to marry your sister, it's usur and it doesn't work. A kohen tries to marry a grusha, it's usur and it does work. So what are the rules, what are the exceptions? 15 different examples, and as the Gemara goes through on those dafim, 90% is agreed upon. It's very little machlokes, because either it's the rule or it's exeris hakasav, according to each of the shitas. But the Gemara within that sugya goes through, what about if you're being mocked in truma lebikurim? The Gemara says, nami lilki. Maybe you should get malchus mishum dibidibura of in maisa. Even though you didn't do two issues why you wouldn't get malchus. Maybe it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, that's the first one. And the Gemara said, no. If through your words there is a status that is accomplished, so then it could be called a maisa. Dibidiburo of in maisa. Right, and therefore you should get malchus. Maktim truma lebikurim. Amar Rabbi Avin? No. Shani Hasam. Rabbi Avin said, no, there's another reason why Maktim truma lebikurim should not get malchus, because it is a nitak la'aseh. It is a lav anitak la'aseh. It's a lav that can be fixed by an aseh. Like gezel, you don't get malchus because it's a lav that can be fixed by an aseh. Right, Rashi there in Temura. Lav dechsiv malei aschav edemacher lo sa'acher aseh dechsiv mikom adrosechem tarimu. And therefore, what happens if one did it out of order? Rashi continues. V'natke lalavi mimalkus v'hamido b'chozer umafrish. Rashi sounds like, what? It's easy. You did it out of order, so just throw it back all into tevel and do it again. Right? B'chozer umafrish. V'yafagav delo samchi adadi chashol lalav nitak laseh v'hachi lo loka. Right? A nitak laseh, and therefore, mikom adrosechem tarimu. So, is that what you have to do? Is that what you have to do? You have to, you know, it's a nita glase if you have to redo the order. Let's look in the Rambam. Because it sounds like, what do you get from the impression you get from our Mishnah? Masha asa asui. What's done is done. Usually the rule is, you're not going to get malchus for a nita glase as long as the possibility is there still to do the assay. Remember the sugis in Makis? Bitlo v'lo bitlo, kimo v'lo kimo. Is it as long as you have the possibility, or you actually have to do the assay? But the Rambam says here in Hilchas Trumos, Gimel Chav Gimel, the Rambam says five words. After quoting the Isser of Malayaskov Dimachalosa Acher, and you have to do it in order. Ketzad. Mafrish Bedashem. We have to learn these halachas well, because maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, these will be halacha lamaisa very soon. What do you do first? Bikurim. Mafrish Bikurim Tchila. Lakal. Viachar Kach Chumagadola. Right, remember, Bikurim is only by the seven aminim. Seven minim, just the shivas aminim. And truma includes dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar, or peiros. Right? And truma gedola, akach maizer rishon, akach maizer sheni, v'amaktim sheni l'rishon. O maizer l'truma. O truma l'bikurim, afo bishavar lo saasei, masha asa asui. So you would expect, what's done is done. So is that a lava nita klase? What's done is done. Uminayin shi b'lo saasei, sh'nemar, v'l'yaschav edimachal, lo saacher, lo taacher, d'vashere lakdisho. Last five words, v'yein logan alavze. I'm just going to leave it at that, says the Rambam. No malchus. Does not explain why no malchus. Why no malchus? Right, the why. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says on the Rambam, but it's lava nita klase. But let's go earlier. Ask the Radvaz. Ika lemedak. It says there in Tamura, the Gemara that we just read, Tamura Daf Dalid, it's a lava nita klase because you could do it again. The hemido bechozer umafrish. Ulafize, says the Radvaz, hayetzorach lachzor ulahafrish alase there. If you did it out of order, you want to hold that this is a lava nita klase and you're not going to get malchus, so do it again. Do it again. Maybe be shoel on your afrasha, go to a rabbi. Maybe you don't even have to go to a rabbi. Says the Ravaz, I don't understand what's going on here. From the Mishnah, and the Rambam Paskin is like the Mishnah, it sounds like what's done is done. You messed up. There's no way to fix it, therefore you should get Malchus. But the Gemara in Tamura says you don't get Malchus because it's a lava nita klase, and therefore you should have to redo it. But the Rambam says you don't get Malchus, but you don't have to redo it. So what's going on here, says the Radvaz. V'tz yesh lomar ladas rabbeinu. So it must be, later on, he quotes the next stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, I masha asa asu. The Gemara there says, in the name of Rava, shiny asam, damar kram mikom adrasechem tarimu, klomar, gila hakasim, debachal gavna tiye chuma, umasha asa asu. Aye, what about it? It's a lava nita klase. If you're not going to fix it, there's not a nita klase. Says the Ravaz, a chiddush gadol, but you have to say something. Losh le'inyan shachayev lachzor lahafresh kidepirish Rashi. According to Rashi, maybe in a chinami. According to Rashi, you have to redo it. But according to the Rambam, it's called lava nita klase, not because you actually have to do it. Ela klomar, nita klase, ki'ilu hu asa. Whoa. Ve'ein lokan alav. Because you could return the gazelle, is a lava nita klase? What if you can't return the gazelle? Aval afishitas Rashi im lo chazav hifrish v'avad akri loke. According to Rashi, it sounds like you have to actually do it. And if not, the Rambam, it's more of a definitional. It's definitional, lav nita klase. And then he says at the end, v'ilav demistafina, says the Radvaz, if I wouldn't be scared, that always introduces a chiddush gadol, right? If I wouldn't be scared, hava amina shalonis kavein Rashi lomar shachozer umafresh minakri. Well, Rashi goes against the Mishnah. Rashi can't go against the Mishnah. So maybe even Rashi does not mean that you actually have to undo it and redo it and remafresh. Ela shachozer v'korei shmosam ala seder. V'adayin dever Rashi tzorachiyin. Maybe it just means you're just kriya shame again. Either way, this is a tricky discussion. Exactly how the Rambam puts together our Mishnah and the Gemara over there. Right, so tricky. That's the Radvaz I read. The Kesef Mishnah also discusses it here. But that's you got to figure it out. Lavani to both of them, just to mention to remember that all of these unique type of isurim don't get malchus for the same reason. He's according to one chazal. And that is, we know the makor for Malchus is in Parshas Kiseitse, right next to, right, Abarim Yakenu Lo Yosef, right next to Lo Sachsum Shor B'disho, not muzzling one's animal. So chazal darshan, the only time you're going to get Malchus, if it's an Avera that is similar to muzzling one's animal. So that's why is that the case? Okay, but what's muzzling one's animal? It has a Maisa. So you're not going to get Malchus for Lav Shem Maisa. It's not Nita Glase. So you're not going to get Malchus for Lav Nita Glase. It's not, you don't ever get Misa for muzzling your animal. So it's a lav shenitan, it's not an lav shenitan lashar b'sis bezdin. So you have, it's not a lav shebeklalos. It only includes one thing, muzzling your animal. So all of those are not dumia delav de chasima, and therefore you're not going to get malchus for any of them. To one final point, by lav nita klase, whenever this comes up, I would like to mention two points. Number one, that there are three sugyas that are related that talk about ases and los ases when they overlap. Right, number one is lava nitak lase. Well, you did the avera, now you can fix it. Mitzvah haba b'avera, mitzvah b'avera, where you shouldn't do it. And ase doche los ase. Right, those are the three sugyas where ases and los ases converge. One, you're supposed to do it. Ase doche los ase. One, you're not supposed to do it. Right, and that's mitzvah haba b'avera. And then you have lava nitak lase. If you did it, how do you fix it? One. The other point, the stechemed asked the great kasha. This is in the third volume. Sheikh Hamid was the Rav in Chevron for a couple of years. He wrote the encyclopedia in the 1800s, the first encyclopedia Talmudis, right? And that was in the 1800s. So he says, why isn't every Avera a lava nitak lase to the mitzvah of tshuva? Right? So then you should never get Malkus, because it's every Avera is a lava nitak lase. So he gives three answers. One answer, which is a charifus, but it's like, so pashut, and that's exactly probably what the answer really is, and that is, well, if you say ever avera is lava nita glase, and therefore it's not dumya, no, but then even the lava muzzling is lava nita glase. So then it is dumya the lava chasima, because the lava chasima is also lava nita glase, and therefore that's lava nita glase for tshuva. So this is all others, so you're not violating your rule. It would also be a lava nita glase. One. Two, you might say, you need a lava nita glase to a specific ase, like returning gezel, fixes gezel. Right? Does tshuva fix? It's a general. You're right, but it's not. That's not enough for a lava nitak lase. Number two, he quotes us from the Nachlas Binyamin. The davka kishnita lase prati. Who does I need to lay lava nitak lase? Have a lase to tshuva. Shu klali l'chala lavim lo alim lintuke. That's not strong enough. Similar to lav shebeklalos. Similar to lav shebeklalos. And then he quotes what I just said from Rav Pinchas Schiffer from Lemberg. He quoted this essay, number two. And number three, he says, related to the Noda B'Yehuda. What Noda B'Yehuda? Noda B'Yehuda, we haven't mentioned in a while, but we've mentioned it often. The Noda B'Yehuda is the one that asks, why doesn't Bezdin accept tshuva for Chayvi Misa's Bezdin? Somebody is Chayvi Misa Bezdin, but let's say somebody was Bechal Shabbos, and then for the next 20 years, he became the Gadol Hador, and he did tshuva, and he's giving shiurim all day now. And then all of a sudden, Edim get their act together after 20 years of his being a Rosh Hashiva, and they have Kabbalah Seidus, and he was Bechal Shabbos, and he's Chayiv Misa. He did tshuva many years ago. Bezdin does not accept tshuva for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, or Chayiv Malkus. Why? That's an Odebi Yudas Kasha. Many answers given. But one answer is that, well, how do I know if he really did tshuva? Maybe he just didn't want to be killed. How do I know if it's only Hashem knows what's going on in people's hearts? So you can't act based on tshuva, so maybe that's why also here. Lava nitak lase. Lase for tshuva, how do you know if it was done? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it was done. Bezdin can't see objectively he returned the money, or he burnt the nosar, or any other objective ase done. So those are three answers to why, even if all averas are nitak lase, you're still going to, that's not going to be a ptur for other averas. Okay, we continue. Now says the Gemara on top of Lama Rabban Aleph. Let's get back to the first half of our Mishnah. The first half of our Mishnah, if you remember yesterday we discussed, do you have to designate a specific area to be Trumas and Maestros? So the Tanakhama says no. The Tanakhama says, if I say, in this barrel is my Truma, is my Trumas Maestros, it works. Karashem, I'm stuck because it's in here and I have no idea which grains are it. So it basically turns into Meduma. Right, it turns into meduma, and which is a mixture of truma and yichula. But that works according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon said it doesn't work. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm sorry, the Tanakhama says it does work. I messed up. Rabbi Shimon Omer Karashem. Rabbi Shimon is the Tanakhama, right? He says Karashem. He says the one it does work. And the Chachamim say no. Achi Yomer Bitzvono Bedromo. The Chachamim say no. You have to designate a specific area in the mixture. That's the Tanakh Machlokas, the Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, let's connect this back to a Machlokas we had earlier back on Daf Tes. Remember that Mishnah on Daf Tes we had? If I have olives, and I'm going to be mafresh olives for olives and oil, so does that work? So Beis Hillel says, doesn't work. You can't be mafresh olives for olives and oil. So just like the olives can't be mafresh for the oil, you can't be mafresh for the olives either. So the whole thing doesn't work. That's Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says, no, it does work. Beis Shammai says, the olives for the olives work. the olives for the oil doesn't work. So you're stuck. You got it stuck. You have it inside, right? That's what we had machlokes there. Bishami Omer Trumas Atzman Bahen, or Bishel Omrim Ain Trumas and Truma. So according to that Bishamai, the olives in these olives are some Truma, some not Truma. It's not designated which ones. So that sounds like you don't have to designate. While Beis Hillel says it doesn't work. So let's parallel that machlokas. So now we say, ask you, Rabbi Shimon, Kebe Shammai. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, who says you don't need to designate the spot, sounds like Beis Shammai in that Mishnah. Kema de Beis Shammai Amrin Kanshim Midumain. Just like Beis Shammai said there, that the olives are Truma. It's just mixed in, and therefore kitshu midumaim, right? The some of the olives, even though they're not misuman, ken Rabbi Shimon omer kitshu muduman, right? So to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara parallels that machlokas. Again, doesn't reject it. Doesn't reject this, which the Gemara often does. You don't want to make anybody parallel to Beis Shammai, but that's the first part. So now the Gemara says, ad kondon b'omer besocha. So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to designate. But now the Gemara is going to say, well, maybe we're misunderstanding Rabbi Shimon. Maybe even Rabbi Shimon holds of a little designation. Why? Because what's the word that he uses? He says the Truma Sakri, the Truma and the Truma is Bisocho, in it. So maybe Bisocho means in the middle of it. So maybe even Rabbi Shimon is designating something. And what would be the Nafkamina? So Gemara says, Ad Kedun Bo Mar Bisocho. Fine, I know Bisocho works. Omar Bo Ma. What if he just says Bo? That's even less. Should we be medayik about Bisocho versus Bo? Or should we say, no, Bisocho doesn't mean in the middle. It means in it, and then it's the same thing as Bo. So the Gemara says, Nishreinim and Adop. Let's learn it from the following Tosefta, the Tosefta in Meiser Sheni. What happens if somebody has a barrel and he says, Meiser Sheni shebechefet zeh mechul almos halalu. If somebody says, he has a barrel, and at the same time, he's going to designate the Meiser Sheni, and then he's going to switch the Meiser Sheni, the Kedusha, from the fruit onto the money. Right? So both of those at the same time. So can he do that? Meiser Sheni Shebechev Ezeh Mechula Mos Halalu Velo Kavalo Makom, and he wasn't Koveya Makom. He didn't say which spot. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Karal Hashem. So that's like a case of bow. He didn't even say Besocho. That's like a case of bow, and there was no designation at all, and he see it works, according to Rabbi Shimon. So you see, going to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference. The Chacham Omrim Lo Asa Klum Hashiomer Bisfono Bedromo. The Chacham say, no, it's meaningless unless you designate something. Hada Amras, what do you see from here? He Tocho, he Bo. Right? There's no difference between Tocho and Bo. Rabbi Shimon would say it is okay by both of them. This is against the Maskana of Erev and Lamed Zayin in the Bavli, but sometimes the Bavli and Yerushalmi have different Maskanas. Good. Says the Gemara continuing. Divrei Chachamim. So let's get back to the Rabbanan. The Chachamim, the Rabbanan, they said that it is not good, right? It is not good. You have to be Misayim, right? They have to have a specific spot. What's their source? What's their source that you have to designate a specific spot for the Hafrasha? Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Avduma, Dechaifa, Mishem, Rabbi Shem, and Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish, V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, that phrase teaches me that you could even do Hafrasha B'machshava. Right, v'nech shav lachem trumaschem. That was by Trumas Meiser, but we learned it for Truma. Remember we had that daf a couple of weeks ago? Usually, you always have a lamed and a malamed. If you're going to learn something from a context, you have to apply it first to that context, and then apply it to other contexts. Trumas Meiser is an exception to the rule. Where you can learn something from the pasuk by Trumas Meiser that might not even apply to Trumas Meiser. So we had that discussion earlier. So v'nech shav lachem trumaschem, that pasuk teaches me, you could even be mafresh b'machshava, and the pasuk right before that, v'hare mosem, which is the lashon of actual, the maisa, being mafresh. So we compare these two psukim, we compare smuchin, we compare actual afrasha and machshava. And we flip around the girsa here. Ma hatorim bimisuyam. Just like if you actually separate, you are doing a specific area. Af machshava bimisuyam. So too, machshava, if you do it in thought, it has to be misuyam. So that's the makar for the Rabbanan. And that is what we hold. Right? You have to do bitzfono bedromo. You can't just say, the truma is somewhere in here. No, that's not good enough. That's meaningless. Right? You have to do the truma is on the north side. It's on the south side. You have to do it somewhere there. It's good. Says the Gemara, what if I do this case? Omar, trumas, the next couple of lines, we're going to go with the one of the ways of reading, as we'll see. I think this is the Pnei Moshe's reading. Amar truma sakriyazeh. What if I say the truma? I say like the Rabbanan. I have two barrels. I say in one barrel the truma, and this kriya is on the north side of the barrel. That's good. That's true. And then I say vizeh bazeh, and the truma of the second barrel should be in the first barrel. So is that good enough? Because I didn't specify in my second statement. I said, barrel number one, the truma should be in the north side. Barrel number two, the truma should be in the first barrel. So I didn't specify about that one. Says the Gemara, that's good enough. You know why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom shenistayma trumasal shal rishon, sham nistayma trumasal shal sheni. If you already put the first truma of the first barrel on the north side, you could assume that the kavana, the intention of the guy for the second barrel, he wants that truma to be right next to the first barrel's truma. Right next to it. So once you designated part, if you're adding on, you could assume they're both designated in the same area, both on the north side, and then you're good. And therefore the second barrel is chulin misukanin. What about this case? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, boy. Sometimes boy, if you remember, sometimes boy means ask, and sometimes boy means state. In the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, it's always question. But in the, I think it was the first daf in Brachas, we had a boy. And the Sefer Charedim there, right, said it. So boy, so, the Rambam understands this as a statement, and that's how we'll read it. Sa'a truma shenafla l'tocha kri. You have a sa'a of truma that fell into the, big kri. Va'amar truma sa'kri azeh besocho, right? And then you have a sa'a of truma. It's already truma, and it fell into the kri. So that truma is designated. It's already truma, and it fell into the kri. And then you say, the truma in this kri should be besocho. That's also good. Because wherever that truma is, this truma is also right next to it. Right? V'amar truma zakri azeh besocho, makom shenafla oso sa'ah, shom nestaima truma shelakri. Right? Wherever that truma is, I don't even know where that truma is that fell in. But still, it was designated beforehand, it is truma, and to use the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, klape shmaya galya hechanu, Hashem knows where it is. So Hashem knows where the designation is, where this truma is. So wherever that truma is, this other truma is connected. Lamay nafkamina in all of this. I'm a Yisrael, I can't eat it anyway. It's meduma, I sell it to a Kohen, less the amount of the truma. And so you have to know, if it's truma, so then all of it is considered truma, and that, you deduct that value when you sell it to the Kohen. Then you sell it to the Kohen. Good. So now let's get to the Lamaisa of the Rabbanah. So Rabbanah say, you could say it's in the north, it's in the south. So what does that mean in the north? It's in the north side of my pile. How much of the north now is Suffolk? Is Suffolk truma and meduma? So we get into a little couple of pictures. We haven't had these pictures since Kilayim. But Omar, Truma Sakriya Zebitzvona. Somebody says the Truma's on the north side. So what do we say? According to their first opinion, Mechetzia Valitzafon Meduma. Dibre Rebbe. Rebbe says the whole north side. You cut it in half. You cut the, say, of a big pile. You cut the pile in half. The north side is all Meduma, meaning the south side is Mutal Lagamre. The south, entire south side is chulin misukanim and mutal lagamri. The north side is all meduma, because you don't know which part of the north side has the truma. So in there, you have the truma, and you have to figure out how much chulin is there and figure out the meduma, but that is the shita of Rebbe. Vanasa palga, and therefore the bailim could take half, could take the whole south side. The whole south side is all chulin misukanim. So the Braisa says, again, the Tosefta, if you look in the Tosefta, you have Divrei Rebbe, and the next two words are just the Gemara adding in, and the Bailam can take half. V'chachamim omrim, the next shita in the Tosefta, the Chacham say, no. It's not the whole north side. It's a little better for the owner. Oso sakimin ki. So, which means you make like an X, what we call an X. If you make an X going from northeast to southwest and northwest to southeast, so there are four triangles. The top triangle, according to our modern writing, which puts north on top, right? In the medieval times, they put east on top. So I remember it was always confusing, but if you put north on top, so that triangle on top, that triangle, which is less than the entire north side, north half, like the Tanakhama said. So the Chama say, no, only that triangle on top. You make an X, that triangle on top, that's what's meduma, right? Chad min arba, that means only one quarter. One quarter is meduma, the other three quarters are chulin misukanim and the and the Baalim could take it. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, notel trumaso mitzvon svono. Right? What do you, Reb Shimon Gamliel says basically, what the Chachamim say, you make an X and you have four, split into four, take half of the top triangle. Split each triangle into a half, and the north part of that triangle. So it's really one eighth, right? So chad min tumanya. That's it. So three sheets is in the Tosefta. What does north mean? The whole north side, a triangle, or half of that triangle. Next, trumas shnei kriim be'echad, right? Be'echad, right? What happens? Mahu. Right? If somebody says bitzvono, but he doesn't say which one. Right? He has two barrels, and he says, my truma is going to be in the north side. Which one? You don't know which one. He didn't designate which one of the barrels, but he did designate the north side. So is that good enough to be designation? And again, therefore, we didn't mention this, but I'll mention it now. Why do you need designation for? Because you need, as we saw yesterday in the Ramban, the 2 days in the Chulin, shireh nikarin. Part of the mitzvah of Afrash is that you have to have truma separate from what it was misakein. So even if I don't know, and I can't identify what was misukan, but I need that. So here, I don't know which barrel the north half was on, but both south halves are going to be good. But is that good enough? Is that designated enough? So machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kitshu muduman. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, it is good enough. Right, you did the north side. You don't know which one, but that's okay. Rishim ben Lakish Amar lo kitshu muduman. No, doesn't work. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Amar Rav Oshia b'Rav Shammai. What about this case? Hayu l'fanav shtei sa'in v'kriyachad. You have two sa'ah, meaning one sa'ah on each. You have two barrels and one pile. Two sa'ah and one pile, v'kriyachad. V'amar, echad min asos halalu, asuya truma ala kriyazeh. One of these two barrels is truma. The whole thing is truma for the kri. So, is that good enough? Again, you don't know which of the sa'ah. And now, both of the sa'ahs, you're going to be stuck. Because you don't know which one, right? So both of us, but you don't know, but is that good enough? Kitcham, ven yadu ezehu. Yeah, it is kadosh. You don't know which one. And therefore, what do you do here? So the kri, the pile, that's good. That's kulam misukanim. Because you said one of the two barrels is truma for the kri. So the kri is fine. The kri is kulam misukanim. What about the sa'im? One is truma and one is tevel. One is truma and one is tevel. So what do you do? So you have to be mafrish from somewhere else on the tevel barrel. Where you say wherever the tevel barrel is, this is mafrish. So now you have one shruma, one chulin. And then you can give it to the Kohen and get paid back for half. Hayush lefan of shnei kriyim v'sa'ah achas. What about the following case? You have not two barrels and one pile, two piles and one barrel. Shnei kriyim v'sa'ah achas v'amar harezu shruma lechem mina kriyim alalu. So now you have this sa'ah, so now you know exactly what's truma. The previous case, you didn't know which one was truma. But here, you said this barrel should be truma for one of these kris, one of these piles. So then, niskan, the truma is, this is, you know which one is truma, this sa'ah, but you don't know which one is niskan. So again, one is chulin and one is tevel, and you're going to have to fix it using some other tevel that you will be mafrish on the behalf of this one. Okay, so these are all different details in terms of how the designation would work. Maybe it gets into some lumdis. What is the more important, the last two, what's the lumdis behind that? You know, what's more crucial, the truma or the chulam misukanim? When you say shiareh nikarin, you need the shirayim to be nikar. That lashon sounds like it's the chulam misukanim that needs to be designated properly. You have to have an area that's mutter. But the hafrash is that you have to designate truma. So which is more crucial? That the truma should be designated or that the chulin should be designated? That was the two sveikas that we just had. One case was that you know exactly the truma. You weren't sure about the chulin. The other case was you know exactly the chulin. You weren't sure about the truma. So those were the two sveikas that we just had. Okay, let's continue. Hamaktiv chulav ikurim. Now let's get to the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah spoke about the order. Right? You have to do it in order. Right, daf chaf tesam abeis. The Mishnah here in Trumas, you have to do all the hafrashes in order. Why is this Mishnah here in Trumas? because this is the first Mishnah in this Seder that talks about the Hafrashos, right? Trumas, Maisas, Mazasheni, Chala, Arla, Bikurim, right? All of the Hafrashos are coming up. This is the first one, right? Kilayim had nothing to do with Hafrasha, and Demai did. That was a Kasha, right? Why is Demai where it is in the Seder? But in terms of the mitzvahs, it's here. So Maisas, Trumas, Bikurim, Rabbi Chama, Bar Ukva, Bishim, Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina, Min Masha Over, Belosa, Say, Ata Yodea, Masha Asa, Asui. So, Rabbi Bar Chanina said, relating to what we just said earlier, from the fact that it says you violate a lo sase, it must be you can't undo it. Ata yodea masha asa asui. Right? It must be that you accomplished something if it said you got an aveira. The Mefarshim here explain that this seems to be going like Abaya. Abaya, in that machlokas we started off with, Tumura Tavdalid, right? Kol milso David Rachman lo seven. If the Torah tells you not to do something, is it Mahani or is it Lo Mahani? Or Abaya says, it definitely has to be Mahani. It definitely has to accomplish something. Because if you didn't accomplish anything, so why are you going to get Malchus for Averis? You have to have accomplished something. Rava there argues, Rava says, you get Malchus for trying. You get Malchus for trying to do something against what it says in the Torah. Right? So that's Machlokas, major, Abaya and Rava. So Abaya is the one that says, well, you're not going to get Malchus unless you accomplish something. So that seems to be what Argamar seems to be going like Abaya, right? In that case, Masha Asa Asui, right? Rav Achama Bar Ukva, B'shem Rav Yisrael, Chanina Amar, Loke, right? Now, getting back to that Rambam that we started off with. You're going to get Malchus. You're going to get Malchus. Why are you going to get Malchus? Says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, V'lo chashiv lav she'in bo maisa, to Masha Chala Truma havi maisa. As we said, because the fact that it became Truma, it's like what's called Dibur's Avid Maisa, right? It's a Dibur that does have an effect. So, Rev, the first opinion says, it must be Masha Asa Asui. Rev Chah, the next day it says, you get Malchus. Amar Rev Zeira, Mesivin Kume Rev Yochanan Vishasik. I asked this question to Rev Yochanan. Vishasik, he didn't give me an answer. Right? Ma over. Loke oeno loke. He didn't give me an answer. Rev Yochanan, whether you get Malchus or not. Right? Also, Rev Yaakov Bar Acha B'shem Rev Yochanan oeno loke. Rev Yaakov Bar Acha said that Rev Yochanan did say, you're not going to get Malchus. Not going to get Malchus. Mamakai Rabbi Yochanan Leaskov Dimachalosa Acher. What do you mean you're not going to get Malchus? There's a Beferish Pasik. Leaskov Dimachalosa Acher. How can you not get Malchus? So the Gemara says maybe Pater La Babiur. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan, according to the idea that says you don't get Malchus, says that's not talking about the order. Leaskov Dimachalosa Acher. That's about a different Avera. That's about Biur Maestris. That's about getting rid of Maestris in the fourth and the seventh year of Shemitah. They have to get rid of all the Trumas and Maestris. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Maybe for that, you're going to get Malchus. Interesting. Is that a Lav Sheishba Maisa or an Ebo Maisa? If I have stuff in my Rishus that I don't get rid of, there are a couple, usually Lav Sheishba Maisa and Ebo Maisa are pretty clear what they are. But sometimes they're not so clear. It's fascinating. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow and talk about also Kol Masa David Rachmana. Right? What happens if I go into the Beis HaMikdash without my carbon Olas Re'i on Yontif? So I violate lo yero fanai rekam. Is that a lav she'ishba maisa or ein ba maisa? I walked in without the karban. So lav she'ishba maisa or ein ba maisa. What happens if I say, I promise to eat a hamburger today if I don't eat a hamburger tomorrow. Right? So it's these tricky cases about the ki matanai is through a maisa. So anyway, maybe we'll talk about this Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Some of the tricky cases, how do you define Yesh B'Maisa or Ein B'Maisa? Okay, we will stop here.